Hey guys, so it's Friday, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about the weekend and how people often go a little crazy on the weekend. So I do the same, so this is also to me, especially lately. So especially over the holidays, it's going to be even harder. Parties and social gatherings and family stuff and just shortbread cookies all over the place. So I just want to talk about, you know, just try and keep going on the weekend, I guess. I guess that's what I want to say. Keep going. So how's that going to happen? So if you're eating clean all week and you're exercising and yay, everything's good, you can definitely, if you're trying to lose weight, put all that weight back on the weekend if you go crazy binging and drinking and eating and doing all that stuff. So, what I plan on doing is I find working out in the morning puts me in that mood of like I'm in a good spot, I'm working hard. If I work out in the morning, I tend to not eat bad all day. So I'm going to use that. I mean, you have to figure out what your thing is. Is it that you need to eat before going to a party? Maybe eat a healthy meal before going to a party at night so you don't pig out on like all the appetizers and desserts and drinks and everything. Just figure out what's going to work for you. And just even when it's not the holiday, I find the weekend is just when people want to let loose. Maybe find a way to let loose in a different way. It doesn't have to be eating, which is really hard because society, everything's based around eating and, you know, eating bad things and, you know, at parties, what's there? Sometimes there's some veggies and dip. Sometimes there's a little meat, but yeah, maybe you want to eat before a gathering, or, you know, make sure you cook all your weekend food all at once so that then you don't want to let that go to waste and you're going to eat it. And it's just your mindset. So just how bad do you want this? I don't know what you're doing personally. Me, I want to lose some fat. I want to gain a bit more muscle that I lost during this pregnancy and all that good stuff. And I want to feel better and more energized. I find eating right makes me feel great. Eating wrong makes me feel sluggish and sick and kind of, so what is your goal? I mean, if your goal is to lose weight, just keep that in mind as you go through your weekend. What do you want more? Do you want, you know, all those appetizers at the party, or do you want to look sexy in your little black dress or whatever? Or for men, your skinny jeans, I guess, these days. So I'm not a big fan of skinny jeans on men, but hey, you rock it, guys. You're hot new bod. But yeah, so think about what you want more. And if you want the appetizers more, then by all means, go for it. Everyone has their own thing, right? Like a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to suffer. I don't want to. Well, that's fine then. Then you're not going to have maybe that body that you've been looking at. Oh, I want that body. And that's okay. You know, you need to just love what you've got and continue on then. But if you love what you've got, but you want to make a few improvements like me, then think about what's more important. Do I want to derail all my plans, all my week that I just worked so hard at for this, or do I want to continue on? And I'm not saying never have anything. I believe you should totally have a few treats. You know, it doesn't have to be on the weekend. It could be sometime. Have some treats. That's cool. But just don't, I think just don't go overboard is what I'm saying. You know, don't forget everything that you've been working towards and just be like, oh, it's over. And the other thing is that it's over. So if you have, for me, like, let's say I have a big greasy breakfast on Saturdays sometimes in the morning. So if I have that big greasy breakfast, it's very easy to say, oh, I screwed up. Oh, well, all weekend I'll be bad and Monday I'll start fresh, right? I'm sure that's familiar with a lot of people. A lot of people think that way, me included. And some people think it on Thursday. Oh, I screwed up. Oh, well, I'll have 4 days of eating bad and Monday I'll get back on, or Wednesday. I mean, it can be ridiculous, or even just the whole weekend. It's not good. So I love that analogy. It's something like if you got one flat tire, so that's your cheat meal, would you go and slash all the rest of your three good tires? No. Or if you, the other one I've heard is if you dropped your cell phone and it got a little crack in it, would you then like step on it and make it like totally smashed everywhere? No, right? You'd try and fix it quickly, you know, get back on with life. You'd fix that tire. You wouldn't slash all the rest, okay? So same thing with your eating. If you ate something bad, or let's not call it bad, just something that wasn't quite on your plan, you know, don't go slashing all the rest of the tires, you know, get back on it. Your next meal, have something really healthy, have something super healthy to get you back in that mode. I think it's about getting back into a mode, or go work out, you know, get back into that mode. Don't let that, the unhealthy mode drag you down, right? Because that can happen. You eat something bad, then you're like, oh, well, I'll miss my workout now. And oh, well, I'll just eat anything I want until Monday. That's the issue, okay? So as soon as you have that meal that, oh, maybe it wasn't perfect, it's like a cheat meal. It's okay. So you had something. That's okay. Shock your system. It's all good. Have that bad meal. Enjoy that bad meal. Don't feel guilty. You had that. Enjoy it. It's good. Love it. That's cool. But then what you do after is what's important, right? So afterwards, just get right back on. Don't skip meals. Don't think, oh, I ate that big thing, now I'm not going to eat anything. That's going to lead to just binging later. So get back on. Go work out. Just live your life in the healthy way that you're used to. If you're not used to living in a healthy way, get back on. Get on it. Don't get back on it then. So, just I don't want to say cut your losses, because, I mean, you're going to eat bad. I have some people who tell me, oh, I've given up sugar, wheat, blah, 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 all these things forever. And I think that's commendable and cool, but I just don't know that that's going to happen forever. You know, I've gone off all sorts of things to get ready for fitness competitions and stuff, but as soon as the fitness competition is over, then, you know, I want a lot of that stuff. It's very difficult to live without everything, like chocolate and this and that. I mean, you're gonna probably have another bite of chocolate in your life. So you're setting yourself up for failure and a bad feeling of failure if you keep telling yourself, I'm never gonna have this, ever. Like, I like to say, you know, I'm gonna cut back. I'm gonna try not to eat too much of this. I'm gonna try to eat healthy. I'm gonna try and add vegetables into my life. I try adding things in rather than subtracting, right? I'm gonna try and add more lean proteins and more green vegetables into my world, because those are two things that I find very difficult to eat. I would rather eat, you know, white bread and butter all day, but I'm trying to fill up on vegetables before eating any of that. And yes, I will eat bread again. I'll eat a piece of bread, I'm sure, this weekend maybe, but I won't let that derail me, and I won't feel guilty. Stop feeling guilty about it, okay? So just like in my book I say, just love everything. Gotta love it. I know it sounds cheesy, but it's so, so true. So please take this to heart. You know, love eating healthy. I will do a vlog about that too. That's my big difficulty. I personally don't love eating healthy, and so I need, but I shouldn't say that. I do love eating healthy. Yeah, so you gotta tell yourself you love it, and you will. You will love it. And I do. If I get into the zone, I start loving it again. But naturally, most people don't love eating, you know, like Brussels sprouts and stuff. But hey, you know, if you do, that's awesome. I wish I was you. And, you know, if you don't, you can. You will learn to love certain things, and it will be great. So I'll do a vlog about that at some point. In the meantime, have an amazing weekend. No guilt, but no crazy binges either, okay? So just, you know, do it. Just be healthy this weekend. Even there's holiday parties, there's all sorts of things. But, you know, keep your goals in mind, and just be kind of, don't go overboard. You know, have a little bit of this, have a little bit of that. But don't, you know, derail your whole fitness plan because someone had some hors d'oeuvres out, right? Have a great weekend. Happy holidays if you're doing those parties this weekend. And think of this video when you're out there and you see all that tempting food. I'll see you back here on Monday. Let me know if there's anything you want me to talk about.